Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Lord.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Middle Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that all is well tonight. I'm going to need some of your assistance out there tonight. So I am going to click some of you on the air because I don't want to talk by myself tonight. I need you to answer a couple of questions. So get ready for me to click you on. Don't be afraid to talk. And I, just like I said, I need your help tonight. And what we're going to talk about is Ephesians. Chapter 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6:10. Tonight I was supposed to have something else together but weren't able to get it together. So I am asking all of you to assist me with this program tonight. And there's going to be several questions. And the first question will be, during your loss, it can be a loss of a spouse, a divorce, or something that meant a lot to you, and you no longer can share those feelings. During your loss, you were able to get through it through faith and strength to overcome this period in your life. And during this period of time, you had many emotions. You had anger. You were lonely. You had things going through your mind, like mind and emotions. Even some of you may have felt like running away. Running away where? To? Some of us have cried ourselves to sleep. Some of us could not understand why we were going through what we were going through. We questioned God. Some of us still question God. There were times that you were very angry with God. Couldn't understand why God would do this to you. And you might not just be going through a loss, you might be going through a financial situation as well. But whatever you're going through, maybe you're at this point where you've regained the strength and the faith that you need to overcome this. But I want you to share tonight with others. And just knowing when you share, you help others. When were you angry? Were you lonely at times? What were your thoughts? Did you feel like running away? Did you cry yourself to sleep at night? I need to hear about them. If you would only share one or two things with me and others, just knowing that God wants you to share. Share tonight. Be bold and courageous. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am getting ready to click someone on. Do not hang up. I need your help tonight. Hello? I have just clicked you on the air. Your last four numbers is 3096. Would you share with us, answer one of those questions I just asked you? Hello? Didn't want to have to call out your name. Hello? Can't hear you. Hello? Miss Jefferson.
Hello, can you hear me? We're going
I
in
can
and
hear
out.
You now.
Okay, we were breaking up. How you doing tonight?
I am doing just fine. Were you able
Good.
To hear those questions that I had?
I heard part of one of them. Would you repeat it, please?
Okay, and anyone that you can talk about, just answer the question in the way that you feel that you would like to. During your loss, anything that you may be going through.
Well, my loss.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But, you know, my loss was I had a devastating house fire. So my husband, well, you know the story. He passed away after a few months after the house fire. And, of course, we lost everything, including my husband. But I was like Mary Martha. I was questioning God about why, because my question was, Lord, if you wanted the house to burn, it was okay. But why did you let the house catch on fire when, you know, Lamar was in the house and couldn't get out? He was bedridden and couldn't get out. I said he was away at the hospital a few weeks prior to that. Why couldn't the house catch on fire then? And the Lord reminded me in his own infinite way, Martha, I'm God and I'm sovereign. So I can do what I want, when I want, to whom I want, and how I want. And you and nobody else can question what I do. So I had to back off of that and say, Lord, I'm sorry, because it wasn't in the plan for things turned out the way God wanted them to turn out. I'm thankful and very blessed that he didn't die in the house, of course, but he died in the hospital. After that, I saw a little newscast where there was a lady, and I can't remember her name. I think her last name was Stewart. I can't remember. But she suffered where her husband and her son had driven into their garage. And the garage, the car caught on fire and something about the gas. But anyway, the car caught on fire and caught the house on fire, and both the husband and the son perished in the flames. So she lost two members of her family. So I thought, well, God, my loss was great, but it wasn't as great as hers. So what I decided, that no matter what we're going through, if you look around and look closely, it's always somebody else is going through something worse, or they're going through a worse situation than you are. So I just have to praise and thank the Lord, even though things turned out. They didn't turn out the way I would have thought they would have turned out, or even wanted them to turn out. But still, I know that everything is in God's hands. And God, as the old people say, you understand it better by and by. So I just keep looking to the Lord, from whom which comes my help. And that's all I can say. I mean, I still hurt, even though the fire's been 2 years ago, over 2 years ago. And his loss, we lost him on June 11th, 2011. So that's been almost 2 years. But I still have my moments, and I still have to cry sometimes. And it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I get over it. But and I suppose in some ways I'll never get over it, because it's not a day go by that I don't think of something that he did or said. And one of the things he always said, you know, he said, Martha, laughter, when my husband was living, he used to say, Martha, laughter is good medicine for the soul. So you make sure every day you find something or somebody to laugh at, even if you have to laugh at yourself. So I find myself laughing at myself a lot of times, or finding other people to laugh at. If I'm home at 1 o'clock, I watch Steve Harvey, because he always makes me laugh, you know. I think it's good, clean Christian comedy. So when I'm home, I turn that on, and that helps me to laugh. But I find things to laugh at, and I just go on. I go on in spite of what has happened, of losing everything, including a loved one. I still know there's hope in the Lord, so I don't give up my hope. And regardless of what I've gone through, I never lost hope, I never lost faith, and I never stopped praying.
Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I do appreciate that, and I'm sure others did as well. Well, I'm going to pick someone else. Okay. Thanks very much, Martha. My dear sister Florence, you call in every single Tuesday. You never skip a beat, but you never talk to me. I need you to talk to us tonight, just for 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. I need you to tell me about one of those things that I asked for. You can do it during your loss. I know at this time you gained more faith and strength to overcome these emotions. But were you ever angry, lonely, all kinds of mind and emotion thoughts? Did you feel like running away? I need you to tell the audience, because each one of us have gone through different things, and I need you to talk to me tonight. talk to us. Florence, you're on the air. You have a lot to share.
Yes, I have a lot to share.
But just answer one of those things for me.
Today, I feel like running away.
Could you let us know why you feel that way?
Angry. Question why this happened to me. Why I'm... Oh...
Keep talking, you can do it.
Today was not one of my good days. Everything. Lonely. Have a whole lot on my plate, trying to solve it. Yeah, I questioned. I wouldn't say I questioned the Lord. I went to Mama and Daddy instead of the Lord, questioned them why they put me in this spot. And my answer was, the Lord want me here.
Did he give you an answer why he wants you here?
Oh. No, I'm not sure. If he gives me an answer why I'm here, but I could
but
say
you know you're important to us.
It's
you're the big sister.
I'm here. And I, yes, he gave me the answer. The answer is why I'm here, because to be here for my sister and brothers and nieces and nephew. Even though I feel like I would just could pick up and go back to the city. It's going on 4 years since I lost my husband, but it seemed like it's not that long. It'll soon be 4 years, but it's still so new. It's rough.
I know it is.
It's
but
rough.
You're going to get through it. You got through the first 4 years. You're going to get through the next 4 years.
No, it's not 4 years yet. It's close, but.
Mm-hmm. You said three to four. I thought it was three.
It's three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a little over
right.
three. But
right.
It seemed like it's he wasn't that long. You don't see him three. You seem like it should.
Was this yesterday?
Quiet down. It seemed like it should be quiet down by now, but it's not.
God gave you the strength to get through these first 3 years.
Yes, I know. I know.
It's going to get better each year.
Sometimes it's not as bad, and other times it's especially around the date. The 17th was just a few days ago, so during that time, I usually go through a rough time. It's, even though I try, but it's still, it's still rough. It is still rough.
I know there's something that you've been doing lately. Every 17th of the month, you focus on that day. I want you to try your best not to focus on that date anymore.
I try not to.
Because I think that is just sort of bringing it all back.
I try not to. I
okay.
try not to. But it's...
When you start thinking about that date, I want you to find your famous prayer of scripture. And say that scripture to take your mind off that date. Because I know every 17th of the month you concentrate on that being the date, even though it's May 17th. So every time you think about that date, I want you to find your favorite prayer or scripture and say it or read it. So it can take your mind off of that date.
Try
not to focus on it. I know it's hard, but just try it.
I try. And thanks for the weekend, the last weekend.
Okay.
Well, we had fun.
Yeah.
It was a short weekend, but it was nice.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that real soon.
Yeah.
But it's going to be all right. It doesn't, I know saying it, it doesn't always feel that way. But I'm going to bring someone else on to give you a little bit of encouragement also.
Okay.
I'm going to bring Miss Sandy on.
Thank you for
you this evening talking. It sometimes makes you feel better when you talk it out. I'm going to bring Miss Mandy on. And I want Miss Mandy to share how, give your advice, Miss Mandy, in talking to Miss Martha Jefferson and Florence Bonaparte. Give them some encouragement. Okay, just one second. Florence, I'll talk to you later, but I'm glad that you came on and talked for a while. Ms. Mandy, you're on the air.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you, Mary. I was listening to their testimonies, and Ms. Martha, I was listening to her testimony, and the advice I would have, since I'm 11 years into the homegoing of my husband. I've gone through a lot also. But to Martha, just keep trusting in the Lord. And what really helped me to get over the, when I was going through those, is knowing that God don't make any mistakes. And the decisions that he makes for us, we may not understand them right now, but like you said, Martha, you'll understand it better by and by. God makes decisions for our betterment. And he loves us, and he knows our future. So when he took our loved ones, he had the perfect reason for doing it and the way it was done. And a lot of times he removed our loved ones, my sister, so he can use us even more to do his will. Because that's what I find myself, since he took my husband, he's using me more into his ministry as far as helping other people. So just keep the faith and the word to let go and let God have his way. And to my other sister, yes, God loves you. And God loves our husband. But he wants you to take him on. You know, God said in his word, he'll be a husband for us. He'll be everything that we need, my sister. So now that he has your husband, let go and let God have his way. See, if we don't release it to him, we can't feel free of it. So I had to just decide to just give it over to God and concentrate on doing the work that God has me to do that I wasn't able to do when my husband was here. So just keep the faith and remember God loves you and he wants you to let it go. He wants you to live because he has something cut out for you to do. Just lean and depend on him and keep the faith and don't doubt it. Let him rest with God and you go on about God's business that he wants you to do here. Because, you know, we all have a gift and we all have things that God wants us to do. But sometimes it's hard for us to do it because we keep staying in the past. And God has already taken care of that for us. So just be strong, my friend. Learn from yesterday, but live for today and keep going in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Mandy.
Yes,
I said, Sheila, you are tuned in tonight. Is there something that you could give to these ladies to encourage them? I'm going to put you on the air as well. Sheila? Hello? Sheila, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Is there anything that you would like to say to our other guests on the air tonight?
I just generally just always want to keep people encouraged and let them know that God is in control and he can do all things. And if we just do what the Isaiah chapter, I believe 40, somewhere around that 30th verse says, if we just wait on him and just be patient, then he is one who that causes, you know, things to change in our lives. So that's sort of what I just want to, you know, share with everyone and just keep looking up and keeping forward.
Okay. I was looking for it in my Bible, 40, I think it's 44:10. I was trying to find that. My Bible that I had, everything highlighted is torn apart. I've had it so long, and I can't seem to find that verse that I wanted to read. It is in Isaiah, but I'm trying.
Yeah, I think it's the 40th chapter, maybe 30th verse, something like that.
40th and... that one. But anyway, I can't seem to find it because I always use that, and that's a very good But anyway, we'll go back to the verse that I started off with, Ephesians 6:10. God of Lord, and in the power of his might. Also, cast your burden to the Lord. We must have faith that God is going to get us through all of these things that we might be going through now. He will give us the strength to persevere. You are here now. That means that he's been there for you for the last three, four, how many years, and he's not going to leave you alone. He will not leave you or forsake you. He will be there for you. He will give you that comfort. Talk with him like you're talking to me, and he will. And sometimes when you said, Lord, I'm lonely, I need a hug, he will find some kind of comforting way to give you that hug. Every now and then I ask for it. And he is something that he does that makes me feel that he is there hugging me. I get that present of him being right there. So just focus in on him and let him do his work. And I pray that each one of you that's on this air tonight, whatever situation that you might be going through, I ask Heavenly Father, please be with each one of us. Heal our bodies. Heal our hearts. Help us with loneliness. Help us with feeling like we want to run away. Oh, Heavenly Father, take away the anger and the question of why, and knowing that you will. You will give us the strength and the faith to go forward, and also wanting to give testimonies and sharing your word with others that you were able to get through. You were able to persevere. We just ask you to go with each one of us this week. Lead us and guide us and protect us and help us to be the child of God that you want us to be. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's the end of our show tonight. Be blessed and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Have a great week. And good night.
Somebody lift your hand. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome.